everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to bring today's guest because you know we've been sharing so many different ways to be engaging with your children during these times. Alexandra Fung is the co-founder and CEO of UpParent, a parent-to-parent website where families can discover and share recommendations about local events, activities, and things to do with the kids at home, kid-friendly recipes, books, toys, products, and more. Alex is a graduate of the University of Notre Dame and at NYU School of Law. And prior to founding UpParent, represented children and families in the nonprofit sector for years. She now lives in Chicagoland with her husband and four kids, obviously is tried and true tested with UpParent. What a great idea. So Alex, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Dori, thank you so much for having me. It's such a privilege to be here and to be able to share a little bit about what we're doing on UpParent.
Yes. Well, you know what? Take us on the journey. Tell us all about UpParent and what we need to know.
Sure. Well, so as you just mentioned, it is a website with parent-to-parent recommendations for things that families can do together. So we have, you can find ideas for local activities, events, things to do with kids at home, which a lot of us are, you know, looking for these days. And as you said, kid-friendly recipes and really anything that you might want to go to another parent for recommendations, or that you might want to share your recommendations with other parents as well. So, you know, toys that your kids have loved, vacations, or where you've, you know, enjoyed, you know, going when you're on vacation, when, you know, books that your kids like to read, websites, educational resources, camps, you know, things that you seek recommendations for from other parents. We're gathering all those conversations on UpParent and making it easy to discover, you know, new ideas for things to do as a family and share your ideas too.
So how is UpParent different? There's a lot of parenting websites and blogs and things like that out there. What sets you apart?
Two big things, I would say. So first is how dynamic the website is. You know, really, we custom built the site to make it as easy as possible for parents to find information that's most relevant to them. So, you know, for example, if you're looking for a playground near you, we have a list of playgrounds, and it's not just a static article with, you know, oh, the five greatest playgrounds in Chicago. You go in and right at the top of the list, there's a map. And so based on where you are, you can see what's closest to you and decide, you know, where you want to go based on, you know, whether you want to go somewhere close to you. You can sort lists based on popularity. So you can, you know, see what other parents have loved best. So it's very, very dynamic to make it really easy for you to find what, you know, what you want, what's relevant for your family. And the second big way that we're different is that we are all about community source recommendations. It's not just a single editor or blogger who's making the recommendations. We're asking, you know, our community of parents to share. So just like you might ask your neighbor or somebody at school pickup what playground their kids have loved or what summer camp they've loved, we're sharing those recommendations on UpParent. So it's not just one person's opinion about what the best playgrounds are, but our whole community of parents.
Where are your parents talking from? Are you concentrated in Chicago or are you reaching out into other states?
So we started in Chicago. So, you know, Chicago is home, but we have grown into other local areas. We have local content for 22 metropolitan areas around the United States. We have probably more content in 9 of those metro areas. So in Boston, in Chicago, in Columbus, Ohio, in Dallas, in Indianapolis, in Los Angeles, in Philadelphia, in New York City, in Milwaukee. We have a lot of local content in these 9 cities and also in other cities as well. But we just have, we're growing slowly. So we have more in these earlier cities where we first started, and we're hoping to grow into other local areas around the United States as well.
I'm really impressed. I think it's amazing that you have it in such big cities, as well as you said, some other places as well. I think it's pretty impressive. Because, it really is. And again, going back to the question I just asked, with all of the different sites that are out there, the fact that so many parents are conversing in so many different states, kudos to you.
Really, Alex.
So what are the three, let's say the top three things you love most about a parent?
So I talked about our map, and that was the first thing that came to mind because I love our maps. So if you are in one of these, 22 cities where we have local activities and events, that map is so useful. You can see in one place all the different things that you might be looking for. So if you're looking for a place to volunteer with your kids, or if you're looking for a great place for a nature walk or a playground, like I've mentioned, you can see all those on a map. And it just makes it so much easier, whether you're looking for somewhere close to home, or back when I took vacations way back a year ago, you could find if you're vacationing somewhere where we have local events and activities, it makes it really easy to find new things to do based on exactly where you are. And it's not just, if you're in the Chicago area, it's really specific to the actual city where you are. So you can look based on what's closest to your particular suburb. And so it makes it really, really easy to find what you're looking for. So I love our map. That's number one. And then I do love that it's a community sourced resource because it means that we have a diversity of experiences and opinions that are represented in all of our lists. So I can really get new ideas from people, who are, might have similar ideas to me, might have different ideas, new ideas. So it's just very rich in that way. And then third, I just like that I can, find stuff on my own time. It's, it's easy to just go on and find what I need when I need it. So it's just a very easy site to use.
Do you have things on UpParent? Is it grouping, listings? How is everything categorized?
Primarily as lists, because that's just how, it's. We want it to be very easy to find and very well organized. And so we group our content in themed lists. So as I've mentioned, camps, or, places to go sledding, or for some of our at-home content, we have some really great lists. Easy science experiments to do with kids, or funny jokes for kids. And so we have these themed lists, and you can search through the lists. Each list is dynamic as well. And you can search through the list based on, the recommendations that are most popular on the list, those, if it's a local list, those places that are closest to you, and everything sorts itself based on your preferences. So it's very dynamic in that way. And because it's a website, and this is kind of what I was getting at with, I love how easy it is to use. Because it's a website, I can just jump on whenever I need it. Sometimes I might not want to jump on social media or call my friend or, to get these recommendations from parents. And, I'm not one to, really spend a whole lot of time on social media because I just find it so easy to end up spending way more time than I intended. And so while I love, but one thing I do love about it is being able to find, recommendations from other parents on my different mom groups. But the trouble, of course, is, getting in and getting out. And so I can do that without parent. I can, find what I want without all the distractions that other platforms might offer.
Do you have any favorite lists?
Yeah. So one of my first lists that I ever wrote was for places to volunteer with kids around Chicago. Volunteering was always something that was really important to me and my husband and something that we wanted to share with our kids and realized that it is actually quite difficult or more difficult than we had expected to find places that take kids as volunteers. So if you have older kids, high school and up, not so hard. But if you want to volunteer with grade school kids or even younger, it can be really hard to find places that will accept young volunteers. So that was the very first list I wrote. And we now have them for 20 cities around the U.S. to make it really easy to find places that you can volunteer with your kids. And if you're not in one of those 20 cities, we also have a list for at-home volunteer opportunities. So projects that you can do from home with your kids.
I love that. What a great list. to find places to volunteer with your kids.
And, you know, it's
especially now.
Yeah, and it's perfect. It's really, like, it shows why a platform like a parent is so useful, because it's hard to find these locations unless you've heard about them from somebody else. Because they are so few, and there's no, you know, easy way really to find a collection of any place near you that might work. So it's just a perfect example of what we're trying to do with UpParent, is just collect all of these recommendations in one place. So that it's easy to find when you're looking for them.
So who can benefit the most from using UpParent?
Really, anyone who's a parent. So anyone who's a parent or anyone who is spending time with children, grandparents, babysitters, nannies, can find ideas for things to do with kids. So even if you're not in one of our local areas, you can still find, you know, recommendations for great books to read, shows or movies to watch as a family, activities indoors for a rainy day, hobbies for teens. So there are plenty of ideas for anyone who's a parent. But certainly, if you live in one of these 22 cities and metropolitan areas where we have local content, you'll have even more at your fingertips. So that's where you'll be able to find, you know, recommendations for summer camp, recommendations for that, you know, best playground in your area, the sledding hills, nature walks, things like that, you know, children's museums or places where kids eat free. So if, you know, if you're in one of these 22 areas, you have more content, but really anyone who's a parent and anyone who can really, who doesn't want to spend a whole lot of time online doing this research on their own, or a whole lot of time on social media trying to find all this on their own, that's who can really benefit most.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles, and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Alex Fung about UpParent. What a great resource. So how does somebody get started using UpParent?
Well, it's super easy. I hope it is. We've built it to be really easy. So very first thing you do is head over to upparent.com. It's a website that's UPPARENT.com. You can go, you know, we're very mobile friendly. So, you know, on your phone, on your desktop, wherever you are, upparent.com. Then I'd recommend you check to make sure that your location is correct so that we're showing the content that is most relevant to you. And like I said, you don't need to write, you know, the big city near you, Chicago, you write your actual location. And that helps us show you the content that's most relevant to you based on, you know, that particular location. And then you can just browse our homepage, look through the list that we have there. We also have topics if you just want to browse by topic, and those are across the top of our homepage. So, you know, you can look for activities and things to do at home, or you can look for ideas for, you know, events near you or books or products. And so you can browse that way. Or if there's something specific that you're looking for, go ahead and type that into our search box and we'll pull that right up for you. So if you want to find those volunteer lists, type in volunteering and we'll show you our volunteering with kids list.
How has the pandemic impacted the focus of UpParent?
So, you know, before the pandemic, really our focus was on these local activity lists. It was on those playgrounds near you, the best summer camps, the places, you know, the indoor playgrounds, the trampoline parks, the places where families could go out and explore and have fun together near them. Now that we're all spending so much more time at home, we've shifted our focus to help parents find new ideas for things to do at home, find new inspiration for things to do at home. So, you know, rather than focusing on, you know, local activities and events, we're thinking about things to do at home with the kids and as a family. So, you know, recommendations for books, educational resources, websites or apps that we really love, science experiments for kids at home. So many, you know, different ideas for things that you can do either as a family or, you know, for kids of different ages, indoor activities for toddlers, hobbies for teenagers, crafts. So really focusing on the things that we can do while we're at home right now.
What's some of the most creative things that you've seen parents share as far as doing things at home with your kids?
Oh, what a great question. So one of the topics that I really love on UpParent are our celebrations. So we come up with ideas, so we share lists of things to do around different holidays. So, you know, Christmas time or Valentine's Day. And so I really loved some of the ideas that I found for how people celebrate the holidays together. So for example, around Christmas time, wrapping a Christmas book for like 12 days, leading up to Christmas and keeping those wrapped under the Christmas tree. And then each night unwrapping a present and reading that together as a family. And so it's a simple idea, but it's something I'd never thought about doing. And so something we definitely did this year with my little ones and really enjoyed. So just hearing about the different things that people do together to celebrate and adopting that to fit your own family's needs.
Since you brought up that with Christmas, we did January 6th,
uh-huh.
Which is Little Christmas. That's like in Spain and stuff like that, the Epiphany. That's sure. When the wise men came.
Yep.
Because my kids, you know, were at everybody's families and going here and going there for Christmas Eve, blah, 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 blah. We would do our family, and we still do it, even with my grandchildren now. January 6th, we have just our family. Just my kids, me, the beautiful women that my sons have brought into our lives. And we do a Yankee swap and we just have a lot of fun. But that's how we, after all the craziness was over.
Yeah. How wonderful to just set aside one day. You know, you can celebrate. It's wonderful to be able to, you know, celebrate more widely, but then to just bring it back to your immediate family and have that tradition.
Yep. And, you know, this year we did things through Zoom. It was my 60th birthday in November. And we wound up, my kids and my children's dad. I'm very successfully divorced. He actually cooked for me for my 60th birthday. It was awesome. We did a Zoom cocktail party. And you know what? I wound up seeing friends that I wouldn't have seen because I had friends that came in from Vegas, from Florida, New Orleans. I mean, they were all over the country that I got to visit with people. It, you know,
yeah.
getting creative these times is getting creative. So
it's true.
What are some of your family's favorite things that you've discovered with UpParent?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind right away is a recipe that I found for buttered chicken. It's a crockpot recipe. I'd never used my crockpot before. I think I was intimidated. I don't know what it was, but I had a crockpot and I never used it. And then I started seeing all these recommendations for recipes and I tried one. Well, I tried a bunch and they've all been very successful, but this one in particular, all my kids will eat, all four of them, even the really picky ones. So the recipes have been like really such a gift because now we have new recipes in the rotation. I've learned to use the crockpot. But apart from recipes, I really love, I mentioned the volunteering list. And so we discovered, thanks to a recommendation from, you know, somebody, you know, another user, a place here locally where we could all volunteer, even with my very little ones. I think we went, you know, my third was 1.5 maybe when we went. And so even a toddler could go, and the place was called Bernie's Book Bank. It's here in Chicagoland. And you sticker and pack and prepare books to be distributed to, you know, children locally who may not otherwise have books in their home libraries. And so, you know, there were tasks that even our little guy could help with. And so it was really nice to find an opportunity where all of us and grandma and grandpa could give back to our communities. So that was a great discovery. And then there's a board game actually that was recommended that we've been playing a lot. So I have two older kids and we have a lot of great recommendations for, you know, family board games. And we have a list for board games for teens and tweens in particular for older kids. And so we discovered a game called Catan that we have been playing obsessively for a couple of months now as a family. So that's been really a lot of fun. So really just a wide variety of, you know, things that you can share as a family that other parents have loved, other families have loved. And so, you know, you can trust it a little bit more than just some random, you know, recommendation or some random idea that hasn't been tried by another parent.
I will actually recommend a really fun game. It's called Socki, S-O-C-K-I, and it is a really fun card game that you play with children as long as they know colors, numbers 1 to 12, shapes. It's actually designed where if you are colorblind, you can do one way. There are so many different ways. It's a fabulous family game to play. And as I said, you can do it with kids young and as long as they know their numbers.
Okay.
From 1 to 12. It's just a really, really fun family card game. And the more people you're playing with, the better.
Uh-huh.
We had Jenny Copeland on the show, the woman who created it. And it's become a kind of a family favorite with us. And I can't wait because my grandson's going to be 3. He knows all his colors and stuff. He just doesn't have the patience to be playing a game yet.
Sure.
So, you know, a little sooner. So,
a little longer.
Exactly. But really a fun game. Throw it up on UpParent and let parents know about it. So,
or you can.
You know what?
I can recommend it.
You know, it's true. I could do some recommendations for Connecticut. You know?
That's so wonderful. Thank you.
If you were going to recommend 3 lists,
sure,
that our listeners should definitely check out, Alex, what would they be?
It's hard to narrow it down, but I'm gonna think of some of our non-local content so that it's relevant to everybody out there. And I would say the first one would be our jokes list. We have a really great running list of kids jokes, so they're age appropriate, but the parents actually find funny too. So we're asking parents to share the jokes that their family loves that make them laugh too. So I think it's a really good list. I think the jokes are actually quite funny for the most part. And you know, one of the dynamic features of UpParent is that we ask users, or we invite users, to vote on all the recommendations. And so, you know, you can see what is getting more votes and what tends to be, you know, what is more popular currently on the on how people are voting. And so you can order the list based on popularity and what jokes everyone's loving. And so it's a really great resource. I know kids at a certain age in particular are really into jokes and asking for jokes and loving to tell jokes. So it's a good list to bookmark and go back to. We have more than 100 jokes, which I think are truly funny. So our joke list is one to check out. We also have a really great big list of books by age. So we have a lot of different book lists, books for Black History Month, or, you know, we're starting Women's History Month. We have great books that are, you know, empowering for girls. And then we just have book recommendations by age. And so this list combines all of those lists. So it really is a great place to start if you're looking for book recommendations for kids, from picture books to books for high school. They're all on there. So our book list is really great. And our third list, I think I would choose our science experiments list. We put a lot of time into really, you know, really looking for science experiments that are easy to do from home. And we created tutorials for a lot of them. And they're really quick, 1-minute tutorials, tested all of them ourselves. And so we know that they work. And it's just a really fun thing to do with kids at home. So I would recommend the jokes list, the books by age list, and our science experiments.
Here's my favorite joke for kids.
All right.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
What?
Pilgrims.
You know, I don't think that one's on there. I think you're going to have to add it, Dori, and I'll upload it.
Alex, that is absolute, that has been my favorite joke since I was like a little kid. I remember that. I think I read that joke in second or third grade, and I've loved it ever since. So as we're wrapping up, let everyone know how they can reach out to you, Alex.
So, you know, the best way is really just to find us online. Find us at upparent.com, UPPARENT.com. But we're also on social media, so you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram. We are at, you know, upparent, our name on all of our platforms. So on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, you can find us at upparent. But check out upparent.com, and I hope everybody finds, you know, new inspiration for things to do together as a family.
Well, you know what? Not only do I hope that they find new inspiration, but I hope they share some really fun inspiration on the site for other parents, because I think that this is just a great idea. I really do. I love what you're doing. And again, it is so important that we are sharing all of these resources, because it takes a village. It takes all of us to make all of this happen. And in challenging times, this is when we all are able to come together and create things like this. And so this is what makes what you're doing so important for families out there. So thank you so much, Alex. Really, great job.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you. Yeah, we are stronger together. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here on Word of Mom Radio. Thanks to Altwell, our sponsor. And we are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is